John Prosser with us here on the program, relating stories of the past. That's all right. Sorry, the mics are always hot, John. Good to have you here, by the way. John Prosser, Vice President of Health Partners Home Care, also serves as President of the Neuro Trauma Association. John is member of the Brain Injury Provider Council and the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, all gathering here at the Lansing Center, downtown Lansing, in the shadow of the state capitol. The reason being is the changes made to Auto No Fault. So anybody joining us for the third hour, let's give them a lesson in what they were promised and what has really happened in your estimation. You opposed the changes to the law from the get-go, and basically I think we're at a place where you think that it was a bait and switch. Even what we got was a bait and switch, in your estimation. Where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, I'd start at the beginning of the year when, you know, the 47-year model known as the Michigan Auto No Fault, we were given a promise. And the promise rally today is to enforce our awareness to the legislature and the governor that that promise was violated. It was abandoned.
What was the promise?
Well, the governor said she was going to do an audit for us on the $24 billion that's in the catastrophic fund, funded by drivers, for drivers, which is what gives people lifetime care, whether that's in the community at a long-term care facility with structured living, or whether it's in your home with modifications, with 24-hour nursing to take care of you there. The legislature promised us a special auto no-fault committee that was going to provide a transparent process, and that process included all stakeholders reviewing any proposed bills and all experts being able to opine on that. Now, ostensibly, this entire process was to find a way to reduce the onerous cost of buying an insurance premium. In fact, it did the exact opposite. Now that this law has passed, the tiny percentage of a savings that you might save on a small portion of your policy called PIP, personal injury protection, that's your medical benefits, is going to be offset by hundreds of dollars in new costs because you must buy extreme liability coverage now for the unfortunate event that you might be the at-fault driver in a terrible injury.
So when we took a couple of calls here today, people saying, well, you know, we pay too much for auto insurance in Michigan. All right, is there a solution in there somewhere where people could say we can save money, but we can still preserve all of the things we've done in Michigan, different than any state in America?
That's correct. There's no reason to change any of it whatsoever because it's all a red herring when the insurance companies say that medical claims are driving up the cost. It's ridiculous. There's $24 billion in the fund, which has grown $10 billion in the last 8 years. They sell us a $550,000 policy for PIP, personal injury protection medical benefits, and they only average a cost of $24,000 per claim. Where is the problem? There is no problem. So it was an illusion that was put forth as a fact. The real cost drivers in your auto insurance policy are a process called file in use, which means they can charge whatever they want. They can use credit ratings, they can redline you, your zip code, your education, your profession. That's why it costs so much. If you want to bring down the real cost of insurance, your listeners need to call the governor's office and say, we need file and review. We need file and review. We need file and review. File and review says, this is reasonable. The insurance companies that are already making 22% net on their billions in premiums, not counting their over reserves in a system where they manage the catastrophic fund and there's no conformity to generally accepted accounting principles. So what's the answer? The answer is file and review. We need to take an honest look, impose some regulation on a totally out of control, unregulated industry called auto insurance, and then look around the country and see that what they're proposed to do in this new bill is kill the finest model in America for the care, the recovery, and the rehabilitation
well,
of these serious injuries.
I mean, it was signed. It's been done, and which
oh,
is
yeah.
why there's a rally being held today, the Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally, which is why I am at the Lansing Center broadcasting live today. By the way, the doors will open in just about 20 minutes, a touch longer. Check in pre-rally activities if you want to be involved with this, if you want to figure out what's going on. I know, John, from my travels that people are talking about this all over the state because I guess they don't understand what happened. They thought they were going to save money. They thought it was going to be great. It doesn't sound like they're going to save money. And from what you're saying, it's not all that great.
It's not great at all. It's an absolute miscarriage of justice. I mean, and essentially this promise rally is about holding our elected representatives accountable. I mean, who could honestly say honestly that they understood the full portents of what it would mean to vote for a bill that was 130 pages long and presented to them at 1 in the morning. Please come and look me in the eye as an adult human and tell me you understood. That's a total BS assertion.
Why did that happen?
Influence from the insurance companies. You know, I'll be your best friend. I can help fund your campaign. Trust me, I'm telling you the truth. Well, the job of the elected official is to maybe trust but verify.
And there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, we have Republicans in the legislature that were involved with this. And then,
of course,
the governor's a Democrat signed this. So,
of course,
from your point of view, a lot of people involved with this legislation.
Well, they made a terrible mistake. It's really that simple. This is not a complex issue. I mean, our legislature in 1970 said, wait a minute, time out. We make the cars that people are injured in. We can do better. This population of brain and spinal cord injury people, they are underserved. They're undercompensated. Imagine it was you and you're paralyzed in an auto accident. Do you really want to go to a nursing home after you lose your home and you're bankrupt and sit there and rot to death all day long? Or do you want what the legislature created in 1972, and that is lifetime care? So there's no way to dispute that this is a superior model. It's funded by the drivers for the drivers. The insurance companies lied. There is no problem with medical claims. There's a hell of a lot of influence coming from some attorneys that want to go back to the treacherous tort system.
Would there be a better way to fund it? We've talked about this, you and I, in the past. Of course, this has been, you know, in front of the voters and discussion for a long time. The way it's funded now at $220, and we talked about this in hour number two, but it jumped from $190 to $220 per vehicle the way it's charged.
Yeah.
Big jump up, $30 per vehicle per year. And all of a sudden, it all gets thrown out. So the insurance companies get to keep all of that extra money, don't they?
Sure, absolutely. I mean,
did they know something?
Well, they know everything because they're in charge of setting the rates, and they can charge whatever they want, and so they do. Until the will of the politicians is turned around to serve the needs of the 7 million drivers and Michigan residents and make the priority the care, the recovery, and the rehab of those injuries. Until that is the priority again, well, I don't know, it's easy to be seduced. Oh, well, they said, every politician that I talked to, a senator or rep said, well, they said, and I said, you made a conscious decision to say yes and vote for something you did not understand because of what somebody said. You didn't look at was
didn't written. Read the bill.
You didn't ask any questions of any stakeholder. You didn't ask us, the industry. I've been doing specialized in-home care for thousands of Michiganders for 27 years because the insurance companies told me, John, please do this. Okay, there's nobody doing this. And so I've been doing this for 27 years. The families are happy. It saved them from bankruptcy. It saved the state billions in Medicaid. And now they come along and lie and say, oh, it's the medical cost. That's right. Total wrongness.
John Prosser, hold that thought because I got a couple more questions. People starting to trickle in here as the doors are supposed to open at 9, but I think people are sneaking past security. No big deal. This part of the program brought to you by MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. If you're ready to lose weight, feel great, get rid of the diabetes, and get off the pills and take time with your kids and grandkids and enjoy it, MyPureHealthSolutions.com. I did it 18 months ago. I lost 40 pounds. Greatly appreciate it. Feel better to this day. You can find out more. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You can use Flex accounts, health savings accounts as well. Get control of your life. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.